Time now on the Bedusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Two wins on the road is hard, Tom. Two wins in Alaska might be the closest thing to impossible in hockey that there is. You like how your team kind of just treated the weekend as a road trip and went about their business?
Absolutely, Schultz. Yeah, I thought we had a pretty good weekend overall. I thought we played good hockey. We had a little fun on the trip, obviously, going to Chena Hot Springs. And Saturday, I thought, was really a gut check for us. There's times that we could have fell behind. They had opportunities to win that game, Fairbanks, and our guys just, again, we made some timely saves. Our power play obviously came through for us, and then we, you know, obviously a couple big plays, you know, were indicative of our success that night.
Does that business trip mantra come from you guys, or do the guys take that upon themselves?
I think it's a combination. I mean, we have to make sure that we try to keep the guys grounded, but we also have to make sure, too, that if there's an opportunity to do some things and see some things like we do, and you've been with me long enough, that I think it's important, too. It's all part of the overall experience, I think, as a college hockey player. And, you know, Thursday was nice going to Chena Hot Springs just because, again, we were done with practice at 12:30, and we had the rest of the day, so why not go experience part of Alaska? So it was nice that we could do something like that. But overall, it's a business weekend, and we're there to obviously play hockey and do the best we can, and I thought we did that last weekend.
Phil Marinaccio is the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week. He's factored into five of your eight game-winning goals this year. What's he doing best?
He's confident right now. He's playing hard. He's playing the game the right way. He's confident. He's experienced. And that happens a lot of times when guys become juniors and seniors. And, you know, sometimes those first 2 years, you're just trying to feel themselves out. They're trying to figure things out at this next level. They realize, again, a lot of times that it's hard to do the things that you did in junior hockey, and it's tough for some of those things to carry over. And Phil's just got it figured out right now, and he's playing with a ton of confidence. It's great to see.
How have the legs been this week?
Very good, Schultz. I think pretty darn good. And, you know, like we talked about, too, it is it's a grueling trip up to Fairbanks. I mean, Anchorage is one thing. Fairbanks is a totally different it's a totally different place, and so it is longer. It's farther away. You have longer layovers, just those types of things. But, you know, overall, we had 3 days of practice. We didn't go over an hour. We didn't do it. We made sure, again, that there wasn't any physicality. We just have to make sure, again, that our minds are fresh and our bodies are fresh for this weekend.
Michael Bitzer made a couple of saves that he maybe shouldn't have made. He can't expect a goalie to make. That's part of the uniqueness about this sport, though, that one guy can just take over a game and dictate how a game's going to play. In your mind, is that the game's best attribute?
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about it many times, Schultz, that's the one thing about the sport of hockey. It's hard to predict. You know, in a lot of sports, the team who's the best team, you know, on paper, they're going to win most of the time. In hockey, it's not like that. When you're dealing with hockey, typically it's the first team to three that wins, and you also have somebody between the 4x6 right there called a goaltender who has a, you know, they play a big factor in the game.
This week is early signing week. You signed two in the early signing period. What can you tell us about Brendan Harris?
Brendan Harris is going to be a fan favorite. He's explosive. He's a little guy. He's another one of our little. He's about 5'9", about 165, 170 pounds. He's pretty skinny, but he's 5'9", and he is explosive. He's explosive. He can get around the ice sheet. He makes a ton of plays, and he's just an exciting player. And you know, right now he's. You know, he's leading scorer in the BC Junior League, and he's a heck of a hockey player.
How about Ethan Somoza?
Ethan Somoza, it's kind of odd, but Ethan and Brendan play together in midget hockey in L.A. You know, Brendan's from Las Vegas, where Corey Ward's from, and, you know, Ethan's from the L.A. area. And Ethan's kind of he's kind of like the goal scorer. He's got good stick skills. He's good in tight. He's got a sneaky – I call it a sneaky stick. And, you know, he's always had that element to his game. It's been a little tougher in junior hockey for him versus, you know, what it was like in midget hockey. But, again, he does have a nose for the net.
More on Tom Ceratori when we return. Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the Mavericks. This year's Maverick team kind of follow their typical mold of the last couple of years.
Yeah, they've just got a good hockey team. They're so well coached. They've got a good blueprint of how they want their team to play. And, you know, they're deep on the back line, very physical, very strong on the back line. That's the one thing they've always had. And they're You know, they're hard to obviously get to. They're hard to get to down low because they're so big and they're so strong. And, you know, you have to try it. Obviously, you got to make a lot of quick plays, a lot of low to highs. You got to go east, west, north, south on them in the offensive zone. And then, of course, their forward group, they're deep. But, you know, they have some youth there. But, you know, they got four freshmen playing on their two power play units. So they've got a good young nucleus of freshmen.
What's the biggest challenge of playing in this building?
I don't know. We've struggled in this building, Schulze, and
so have a lot of people.
Yeah. So I don't know. The bottom line is, again, you just hope that, you know, new team, new year, and you get off on the right foot and score the first goal, I guess.
You mentioned some of their young guys. They've got two of the top four scorers in the league. What are those guys? What challenges do those guys pose?
Well, again, I think it's a lot of guys. They're pretty deep up front. You know, they're pretty deep up front, and you know, they've got just, you know, like Mark McAllis is obviously. He's scoring, you know. You've got Hunt Brinker. You got Brad McClure. You know, these guys are good hockey players. Some of them are young. Some of them are a little more experienced. But you got C.J. Franklin, who's a Winnipeg draft. So they've just got a lot of different players who can, you know, who can hurt you. And you just have to make sure. Again, it's not any. I don't think it's any one specific player. It's basically all their lines right there. And you just got to manage the puck. I think that's the biggest thing. You manage the puck and make them play a 200-foot game. Then obviously, again, things can even out a little bit.
It's only November, but you're still perfect in the league right now. How does the desire to stay perfect kind of counteract and challenge the notion that you want to develop players early on and you want to get a lot of guys into action and kind of move parts around and kind of see how guys can play?
It's hit and miss, Schulze. See, there's times you want to do that, and there's times we've had more balance in our lineup and we've played more guys, and there's times where you got to sit there and say to yourself, you know what? We gotta do what we gotta do this weekend, and we're gonna play these guys. And the one thing about when you go on the road, Schulze, you only have 22 guys, so you kind of like your lineup is your lineup. But it all depends. And you know what? I mean, you want to try to get guys playing time, and you want to get guys to get some experience. And there's, you know, and competition is good; it's healthy. And there's guys who are obviously pretty close from a competition standpoint. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with those guys having to continually try to show themselves and play well every weekend. But there's times, again, that you just got to put your lineup together like this weekend. We just got to go with it.
It may sound like a strange question, but do you coach the game any different when you're 8-0?
Well, I think there's less stress on you. I think there's less anxiety. And I think for the players as well, seriously, there is. And I think that's good, you know, because I think part of that is confidence then. There's less stress and less anxiety. I think as a coach and as a player, you're more confident. You're more confident in your team as a coach, and they're more confident with themselves as a group. So, you know, we've been very fortunate so far, Schulze. You win an overtime game against Anchorage. Could have went the other way. You know, we dodged a bullet Saturday night, in my eyes, and in Fairbanks, and you know, Bits made some big saves, as you alluded to earlier, and you know, Phil had a, you know, great insurance goal, big time insurance goal, with a minute and a half to go in the third period on that Saturday game, and you know, so we've had some close calls too. Hey, the two Northern games were close calls, so we've dodged some bullets, but that's good. That to me is a testament to a pretty good hockey team finding different ways to win. So, you know, you want that to carry over, but you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, because, you know, the bulk of the league schedule is coming up, and we've got some very challenging games, and we got obviously one this weekend with our rival who's been very good this year and who's been very good against us head-to-head over the course of the last couple of years.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.